Chapter 6, in which we meet Jabba and his guests. Ah, yes. Now we come to the point where Jabba simply must be described. I tried to avoid this a few chapters ago, but I fear there's just no other way forward. But we can delay a little bit by describing some of the other creatures found in his throne room. There are a couple dozen of them. It's early yet, and some are still sleeping off a night of grotesque excess. These are some of the worst creatures from across the galaxy. They're unwelcome on their home planets. There is an ugliness here that goes far beyond the unusual features of the different species. The tentacles, horns, fangs, and claws of Jabba's guests have been put to use and are stained with the blood of innocence. In fact, one of Jabba's bodyguards, the reptilian thug Klaatu, is not only stained in the blood of innocence, his tunic seems to still be wet with it. I'm sorry to say that the cruel bounty hunter Boba Fett is here too, and who is stained with more innocent blood than he? In truth, Boba grows bored here. Having captured Han Solo, he is Jabba's favorite now, and lives in a sort of luxury, with no pleasure denied to him. But Boba has never sought pleasure. He seeks only the pain of others. And payment, of course. Boba is always thinking about the payment. Not all here are evil and ugly, though. Jabba collects beautiful women, of many races, to keep as playthings, or sometimes as meals. There lies one now, dressed in an uncomfortable, revealing costume, and chained to Jabba's throne. She is one of the beautiful Twi'leks, different from Bib Fortuna, both in appearance and soul. Betrayed by a jealous rival long ago, her life has slipped further and further down into shame and humiliation. And now she has fallen as far as one can. She is a slave, forced to dance for Jabba's delight. And next to her is Jabba's pet, a nasty monkey lizard named Salacious Crumb, who is actually quite happy to cavort and cuddle with his master, picking up crumbs and drippings and laughing at the terrible doings in the throne room. Some of those who have come here to seek the favor of the crime lord only pretend to laugh at Jabba's jokes. But not Crumb. His laughter is real. It comes from the heart. A tiny, black, loveless heart. And now, we must, yes, I'm afraid we must, follow Bib Fortuna through this unwashed throng of villainy as he approaches the greenish, brownish, yellowish blob of bloated fat that is his master, Jabba the Hutt. I've described him before as a space slug, but even the brain slugs of Nusa Sept 5 are not quite so bad to look at, for their mouths don't open quite so wide, and their tongues don't slither about their faces. And of course, they don't have eyes. And it's Jabba's eyes that are the worst. The tons of fatty flesh, the mucus dripping nostrils crawling with parasites, the yards of scabby, seeping skin. These are all things you might find on a monster or beast if you went looking in the worst places. But Jabba's eyes are not the eyes of a monster or a beast. They are sharp and alert, alive with extraordinary intelligence. These are the eyes of a genius, a mind that is clever and cunning, even for a Hutt. The eyes of a predator who will outthink, not just overpower, its prey. And now, those eyes focus on C-3PO and R2, and they narrow menacingly when Fortuna mentions the name Skywalker. Jabba has heard of Luke Skywalker before, a moisture farmer from near Tashi Station who got mixed up with Han Solo. In fact, Jabba's been waiting for Luke to show up to try to rescue his friend. This should be some good sport. This should relieve the boredom. Let the game begin, he thinks, as he leans forward, laughing and drooling, A fresh wave of mucus streams from his nose in anticipation.